From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Police in New York are appealing to the public for information about an explosion in Manhattan which injured 29 people late Saturday. New York Police Commissioner Tom O'Neill.
We've recovered video from both scenes, and we're continuing to canvass for witnesses and additional video. And we're looking to speak to anyone in the vicinity of either location last night.
Governor Andrew Cuomo labeled the incident an act of domestic terrorism at a news conference Sunday morning. But the city's mayor, Bill de Blasio, declined to go that far.
New York City residents can rest assured that we'll get to the bottom of this. Right now, we're not discounting anything at this point. And again, we're in the process of a complex investigation to determine who did this and why they did this.
The New York blast came hours after a pipe bomb exploded in a trash bin in New Jersey, in a beach town, Saturday, 135 kilometers away, forcing the cancellation of a charity foot race involving thousands of runners. Meanwhile, VOA is learning that an alleged bomber posted a manifesto on the Tumblr social media site claiming responsibility, saying, "I cannot live in a world where homosexuals like myself, as well as the rest of the LGBT community, are looked down upon by society." This has not been confirmed. Police say 9 people were wounded in a shopping mall stabbing attack late Saturday in St. Cloud, Minnesota. The FBI is investigating the stabbings as part of a potential act of terrorism. St. Cloud law enforcement acted within 5 minutes of the first call, and an off-duty officer who was at the mall shot and killed the suspect. This is VOA.